With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Shoppers hunting for big deals packed malls on Black Friday as retailers stepped up discounts and other perks to lure customers weighed down by inflation and sticking to higher budgets. Consumers are coming under pressure for savings as inflation continues to burden them and gas prices are continuing to be high. This just in to SRN News, the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is back on track as the terrorists have just released 17 more hostages this morning, including 14 Israelis and the first American in the third set of releases under a four-day deal. That American is a four-year-old child. Retail executives are bracing for a possible spending slowdown throughout the holidays.
Despite an economy with several positive indicators, American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and still stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. Walmart said it noticed shoppers cutting back last month and offered a muted annual sales outlook. Best Buy said shoppers are trading down to cheaper TVs, and Target said shoppers are waiting longer to buy items. Greg Clugston reporting.
President Biden's lone Democratic challenger is not going to seek re-election to the House in 2024.
Dean Phillips says it's time to pass the torch after three terms in Congress. The announcement by the 54-year-old Minnesota congressman, whose term will end in January 2025, brought a swift reaction from the Republican Party of Minnesota, which said it looks forward to winning back control of his seat in the House. Phillips praised Mr. Biden, but said the Democrats need someone younger to win against former President Trump in the election next fall. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
This is SRN News. The education establishment is trying to turn back the rising tide of parents opting to homeschool their kids.
Number one, they argue that parents aren't really competent to be educators. We as Christians need to press back on that and make very clear that parents are, after all, the parents of the children that God gives them. Parents not only have the authority to teach those children, they have the responsibility to teach those children.
Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Over time, it'll be very interesting to see how you would evaluate the educational outcomes from students taught at home versus those taught in school. I can tell you, as the president of a seminary and a college, that when we look at incoming students, homeschool students are by no means educationally and academically behind students trained in other educational contexts.
You can hear more on this and other topics in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Ukraine's military says Russia has launched its largest drone attack since the start of the invasion.
The night sky in Ukraine's capital was lit up by what could be mistaken for fireworks. They were Russian-launched, Iranian-made drones that targeted Kyiv for over 6 hours. In total, Ukraine's Air Force said 75 drones were launched against Ukraine. A Ukrainian Air Force commander said on Telegram that Kyiv was the main target of the hours-long assault. In Kyiv's metro, an announcement urges Kyiv residents to come inside for shelter from the attacks. One mother told the AP they had already been there for 5.5 hours. Several civilians were injured by the attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today is Sunday, November the 26th, the 330th day of 2023. There are just 35 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1950, China enters the Korean War. This is SRN News.